Hi, it's episode 23.
23! Like Blink-182 said, nobody cares. Nobody likes you when you're 23.
This is Anna.
I hope you still like us. This is Shireen.
This is Ethically Unbroken.
And today is a weird episode, but it's Christmas. And,
yeah, wait, this drops on Christmas. Yeah. Aren't y'all pumped?
Merry Christmas to anyone that cares.
There is no real consensus to this episode. We don't know what we're doing.
We basically just sit down and talk to each other, like good old friends, and we put away our laptops and we just have a conversation and see where it takes us, like a big old stream of consciousness. So join us.
Yes, it's mostly about how Josh Brolin and Daniel Day-Lewis are technically the same person. All right, stay tuned.
Who are we? Where did these come from? Who do we become? What is it to be? What to be is it? Where are we? Who are my parents? Where are my pants? Why were we born?
We are Ethnically Ambiguous.
And nobody likes you when you're 23. That's the lyric. And what's my age again? That's the song. What's my age again? It's 23 because no one gives a shit. And that's the age that we are now. We are 23. And thanks for sticking with us all these years. And now we're here.
Yeah. Those were the days.
We were just talking about the Goofy movie, and Anna kept saying that people that think that there are deaths in the Goofy movie, and I refuse. No one dies in the Goofy movie.
Shireen, you're living within the system, dude.
Anna, no!
You gotta break out of the system in order to be able to see that deaths are happening all over the Goofy movie.
That movie had some good music.
That movie, yes, it has a great soundtrack. Also, it has layers of shit going on in it.
Yeah, it's deep and dark. Remember when they're stuck in the car? They're opening a can when they're like, they're trying to survive and there's Bigfoot?
Yeah. Have you ever seen a more upset father than Goofy? I have. That's why I was relating so hard to it.
Because
Goofy was so upset with Max.
Oh, I see what you mean.
I guess I always wondered, like, where's Miss Goofy, you know?
Where's Miss Goofy? Why would she have his first name?
Well, I don't know what her first name is. That's what I was just calling her.
I guess
her
they don't
Mrs.
have a last
Goofy.
Name either.
Isn't their last name Goofy Goofy?
Goofy Goofy?
Max Goofy, and then he's just Goofy Goofy?
No, Goofy is his first name, his first and only name.
But why does Max go by Max Goofy?
He does not go by that. No one goes by that.
All right, somebody look it up.
No.
The reason we're talking about Goofy is because he's ethnically ambiguous.
and our guest tonight on Ethnically Ambiguous is Goofy! Yuck, yuck. That's not what he says. Yeah, that one. Yeah. What if we had like a Goofy impersonator on? That would be funny. He is very ethnically ambiguous.
Me.
What is he? Is he human? Is he dog? Is he, we don't know.
I'm Goofy.
And I'm movie. We are.
There's that, someone made a parody of the Damn, like Kendrick Lamar Damn cover. Have I sent you this? Where it's like Goofy looking down and it says,
no,
Gorsh.
Please send this to me right now.
It says Gorsh in the Damn font.
That's really funny.
Dude, it's Max Goof. So his name is Goofy Goof.
What? That's so weird.
Now, most people don't
Where's
know this,
Mrs.
but
Goof?
Goof is a Middle Eastern last name.
You know what's really funny?
My Goof is dead as fuck.
Dead? She died in childbirth?
You think they're divorced?
She died in childbirth?
You think they had like a crazy divorce where she's... I mean, a lot of dogs die when having puppies.
All dogs go to heaven. Remember that movie?
I do, actually.
That fucked me up, man.
Why?
That was dark also.
I'm struggling to see
all
you.
All about death.
Don't look at my face.
I can't see you either.
Yeah, well, that's how we planned it here.
My dad... We got some really good feedback on our last episode, which I really enjoyed. Because,
from Shireen's dad.
No, it was also on Twitter and stuff. But my dad made it a point to say that this was his favorite episode so far because I was laughing. And in all the other episodes, he says, I'm very serious and talking about the news and getting sad. But he was happy that I was laughing. So, ha 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 ha.
Is your dad pro-Israel?
Are you joking right now?
I don't know.
No, that actually brings me to another point I wanted to bring up was like,
your father's
how do you, no, of course not. But like, I was with a friend yesterday and this friend is like, not religiously Jewish, but ethnically Jewish. And he was like, too bad you're anti-Israel. And I was like, why are you pro-Israel? You don't even know anything about it. He was like, I know enough not to be anti-Israel. And
that means you don't know enough.
And I was like, And then he was just like, you don't want to go there. This won't be good for us. And I'm like, what is that even? Why do I have to be? I don't know. It just made me so sad that I can't have like a conversation with someone that I really like and respect. And if they just like perceive that we have different views on fucking Israel, especially in this town, I feel like I just can't talk about it because everyone in the industry.
It's not in this town. It's the world. You really can't talk poorly about Israel.
It's just so shitty because this is a friend that I really like and I really admire and I really respect and I like working with. And I can't even bring up or like try to show them. And I was thinking like maybe I should send them this Al Jazeera article about Israel. And then I was just afraid of their response being like Al Jazeera, really, or something. And I was just like, didn't want to deal with it.
I'm starting to feel the backlash of this podcast of how much we talk about anti-Israel because like every script I've submitted to companies like the Weinstein Co. have been completely ignored. Like I can't get a single response.
Even from Harvey?
Yeah.
Wow. You think he had time on his hands now. I don't know.
No, I bet he's literally making a hit list right now. He is sitting in some European sex rehab.
He's calling up Matt Damon. He's calling up Matt Damon being like, it was just a pat on the butt.
Do you think Matt Damon is a
awful
secret
person?
Spy
yes.
for Harvey Weinstein?
I think Matt Damon and Ben Affleck just need to go away.
No, Ben Affleck is...
garbage.
Just the most uninteresting person I've ever seen in my life.
I don't know. I feel bad because I always make fun of him for having baby teeth before he got surgery for his teeth. But, like, there's nothing wrong with having baby teeth.
Also, you know what I don't like about Good Will Hunting?
I've made up a bunch of different, better names for movies. Good Will Grunting, Blah Blah Bland, Blah Blah Bland. Except for La La Land.
Blah Blah Blah, Attorney at Law?
Blah Blah Bland, because it's vanilla as fuck and it's boring and no one likes that movie! Everyone likes that movie, and that's what really made me mad, because La La Land is such complete garbage. Oh my god, I hate La La Land so much. I'm sorry for everyone out there that likes La La Land.
The thing about Good Will Hunting is, it's not an interesting movie to me, because it's literally like, it just shows just like how white privilege will always work in your favor. Like, he's a janitor, and all of a sudden he's just like, well, you know what? I'm also smart. And they're like, well, you know what? Fuck yeah, you can have whatever you want. Like, literally everyone in that movie is championing him so hard, and you're like, he's the boringest fucking dude in the world. I don't care if he can literally cover a fucking board with numbers.
It's like Forrest Gump. You can be a little mentally challenged, but still be the best.
Yeah, but Forrest Gump at least had personality.
But was it good personality?
You can't really comment on the personality of someone who has Down syndrome.
Okay, copy that.
It's not really appropriate, Shereen.
Okay. Lesson learned.
I'm sorry. That's problematic, Shereen.
I just also didn't like that movie very much. I think I don't like a lot of movies that everyone else likes.
I struggle to watch movies that I find to be unrealistic, such as Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
I'm like, there's just no fucking way.
Yeah, of course.
Also, like, Baby Boss.
You watched Baby Boss?
Oh, I've watched every movie on Netflix, motherfucker. Do you know how much weed I smoke? Do you know how much weed I smoke? I've watched every movie on fucking...
I cannot believe I'm sitting across from you right now and you've watched Baby Boss.
Well, here's my review. It's incredibly unrealistic and I didn't believe the portrayal of babies in it.
Are you joking right now?
No! That's
what did you expect?
Literally
it's called Baby Boss! He's wearing a suit!
Yeah, well.
They should have warned you. Should have come with a warning.
Actually, you know, I did watch Heartbreak Kid last night with Ben Stiller, and it's pretty funny.
Oh, really?
Still holds up.
I watched this Al Pacino movie from the 70s, like 73, called Serpico.
That one's pretty boring.
It's a real life story, like based on a true story. I thought it was kind of great. Like, the best thing about that movie is the fashion sense. You see throughout the movie, Al Pacino just gets more and more hippie. And he's wearing a poncho at one point and a giant beard. It's very...
That's like another thing, another person I find incredibly just like, I just don't even care. I struggle to care about like
anything.
Prolific white male actors. They're so uninteresting to me. Like, for the longest time, I thought Josh Brolin and Daniel Day-Lewis were the same person.
They're not?
Honestly, when No Country for Old Men and that There Will Be Blood came out around the same time, I thought that was the same movie for long time.
And I'm not kidding. I thought that was the same movie until like a year ago.
I was like, I don't know. They all just seem like intense white dudes who can act.
Even after I saw both movies, I thought they were the same movie.
Yeah. They technically are still the same movie. Look how many words are in the title.
Oh my God.
You don't need that
I
many
love
words
that.
In
I'm
the title.
I'm the only one. Oh, I thought I was crazy when I thought that.
No, literally, I was like, I know there's two people in one. The dudes are really like
Cowboys.
Jerking off.
And like, well, desert. And,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
blood.
I was like, someone's angry.
Yeah, my son. Milkshakes.
I don't even know what that reference is. I've seen No Country for Old Men recently.
It's There Will Be Blood is the
Yeah, I've never seen There Will Be Blood.
He just, like, out of context, it's pretty funny because he just, like, talks about, like, a milkshake and he's, like, berating Paul Dano and he's just like, I will... your milkshake and there's a straw and I will drink your milkshake! And I'm not describing it very well, but it's funny out of context.
Hmm.
He's like, makes a slurping noise. It's like... Psh, blah, blah. Okay.
You've completely lost me.
What is this
what to think
episode
about?
I think Anna and I have both decided we like recording this podcast more when our laptops are away. And I think because if you guys aren't here with us in the studio, but usually for the majority of our episodes, Anna and I have our laptops in front of us. We have a Google document with all the news articles we want to talk about. And we go through these articles and we get progressively sad and more confused with humanity. And then we end the podcast. But this time, I think, and it started with Marcella, but there's no laptop. And I might bring it up later just to talk about an email we got or something. But I like this more conversational podcast and I hope you guys like it too.
And if you don't... Add us. Do not add us.
No, add me, and you'll be the next title for our episode. We are unreasonably hostile. What are you looking for?
Yeah, I just thought I brought water in here, but now I'm just like
I would give you mine,
out.
But I'm kind of
nope.
sick.
Okay. I would never.
Okay.
I don't drink out of Nalgene's.
Okay. Copy that.
I'm strictly a sip gal.
This is BPA-free.
I'm a sip gal. I drink only out of aluminum. Aluminum only. Clean canteen.
This is BPA.
Jesus Christ. Okay. Now they better be paying us.
Yeah, why did you say all those things?
Because those are actually the two things I own, is sip and then clean canteen.
Oh, well, not sponsored.
Strictly aluminum. I actually don't even know if those are aluminum. What is even aluminum anymore? I don't know. Fracking.
Fracking. No. That's a word. That is a word. Yeah, the holidays are coming up. I don't know.
What should I buy my parents? I was at Bed Bath
Wait,
and Beyond before.
Do you guys buy each other gifts?
I mean, no, but I just sometimes I feel pressured to please them.
I like gifts that are more like spontaneous though. I like when you like see something and then you buy it for them rather than
like a car.
Like an obligatory holiday where you have to give someone something. Wait, so did you guys give gifts last year?
I literally can't even remember last year.
I don't think my parents have ever given like Christmas gifts are not a thing we do.
What happened last year? I honestly don't even remember. Oh, you know why I don't remember?
Trump.
Because I went on a two-week Amtrak train trip.
I remember that.
And I was, like, in only red states, and I think I just blacked the whole thing out. Because it was so cold, and so many people were just looking at me weird, that I was like, you know, this is fucking trash. Two weeks!
Are you going to buy your parents gifts this year?
I thought I was, but you've definitely convinced me. Worry about it. Okay.
People have different traditions, man. I don't know what your family does.
I bought my boyfriend a watch.
He did?
Yeah.
He doesn't seem like a watch guy. Does that mean? No.
Are you trying to say because he never goes anywhere? No, I'm just joking.
He had a lot of surfing pictures.
Damn, wait. Did I just reveal his present? No, this will come out on Christmas Day. It's fine.
Merry Christmas, Zach!
He's not in the room.
Well, that's really nice of you. Is it like a fancy watch?
I've never owned a watch because when I wear wrists, I feel like the shackles of life
are on
me.
When you wear wrists?
That's exactly what I meant. When I wear my wrists, when I wear things on my wrist, they have to be very lightweight.
Okay.
Because if I feel any sort of weight on my wrists, I feel like I'm being brought down by society.
Whoa.
So. It's like, I'm paying for something to bring me down. I don't think so.
I used to wear so many bracelets because I have very small wrists and I feel like they look very too small. So I would wear like a lot of bands and like bracelets and stuff just to look like more.
So you wear small wrists.
I have small wrists.
I'm a thicker wrist gal.
So did you and your boyfriend,
Carlos?
What? No. Did you guys talk about what you guys wanted for Christmas, or you guys just, like, surprise each other?
No, I was like, here's the thing. I don't give gifts, so if you want something, you send me a goddamn link.
Oh, you told me this, right.
Because I will not get you anything.
Did you tell him what you want?
I think so.
What do you want for Christmas?
Well, here's the thing is, like,
Should I give you a gift?
I'm a very strong, independent woman, so, like, whatever I want, I buy for myself. So when it comes to this time of year, I've already bought everything I want for myself.
Should I give you a gift?
No.
My present.
Remember the one time I tried to give you a gift and I lost it? Yeah. It's still somewhere in my car.
We still have to look for it.
Yeah, we do have to look for that.
Okay.
Someone make a note and send tweet at us to remind us to look through my car to find Shireen's gift. Thank you.
It's a slingshot.
It is a slingshot that I got in Portugal.
She saw it and she thought of me, and I just love that very much. Okay, well, what did your mom say about...
This is a... you guys might remember from last week that my mom is...
The best.
She's my mom.
Anna's mom is just a big personality and thinks we have better things to do with our time.
Yeah.
She shaded us hard. Like, she was fully shading, like a palm tree.
Yeah, I still want to make the Mean Girls of Mecca.
Mean Girls of Mecca!
She clearly shaded one of her friends. She's like, look, if you really want to get through, you really have to like it. You gotta want it.
I'm imagining her looking right at someone as she was saying that.
Her friend's like, who are you talking to? She's like, don't worry about it.
Yeah. But your mom, you want to read this text message exchange between you and your mother.
Yes. Yeah, so she goes, what would Zach like for Christmas? And I wrote, a grill. And she wrote, for barbecue? And I was like, yeah. She's like, all right, we'll get him one. And I was like, okay. And then she's like, what else? And I'm like, well, I need money and I want a TV for my room. And she wrote, what else does he want? Not you. I said, he also wants a TV for my room. And she wrote, and then never responded to anything else I said.
That's a reasonable response, Anna.
To what?
You said, she was at...
I want a TV for my room. Yes, I already have a TV for my room, but I want a bigger TV for my room, okay?
I thought you were an independent woman that buys her own things.
I thought about it and I looked on Black Friday and there was no good 4K TVs for less than 40 inches that were the price point that I wanted.
I am so poor. What are you talking about?
Honey, are you still on 1080? Let me guess, you on 720? Honey, you gotta get on 4K.
Before 2 years ago, I didn't even have a TV. When I lived by myself.
I'm sorry.
In my studio.
You're being unrelatable.
Sorry. When I was in my studio, I didn't have a TV. It wasn't until...
Oh, that's right. You just had, like, melted utensils.
Okay, that was... I didn't know the broiler was not a drawer. I thought it was just a thing you put your utensils in to store them. I didn't think the broiler would melt my things. This is a lot. So white people think a broiler is something that white people use. I thought it was something you store things in because that's where you put things when you're a minority household. You store things in the broiler. What's a broiler? I didn't even know it was a thing until I burned everything.
I honestly can't tell you what a broiler is. I don't know what it is.
It's the thing that burned my plastic utensils that I got from Walmart. I don't know how much of that plastic fume I inhaled over the course of those 2 years, but it explains a lot about me
you
now.
Have
I'm in
three
insane.
Legs. Is that how that works?
Yeah.
Chemical fumes?
I think you're thinking of like mutation. Radioactive stuff.
Yeah.
Like Chernobyl or whatever.
Chernobyl. I did actually have things I want to talk about on this podcast.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Please bring them up.
I had the longest 3 days of my life.
Okay, well, let's hear it. What do you want to talk about?
I'm trying to just remember where I am.
You're in space.
I want to shout out some tweeters. Thank you for tweeting us nice things.
Thanks
for listening to Whiting Wongs and having nice words about that. And people who, like, find us through Daily Zeitgeist, thank you so much for listening to my show, even though every once in a while I'm allowed to speak on my other show. They keep me in shackles, you guys.
Okay, don't be dramatic.
They don't let me breathe.
But I do want to shout out this email that we got a couple weeks ago that I keep forgetting to bring up, but it was on December 4th, which is genuinely a long time ago. Audrey Luby... she emailed the Ethically Ambiguous email, which is ethicallyambiguous@gmail.com. And
real quick, it came to my phone, and I read it, and then I turned to my boyfriend, and I was like, somebody likes us! And my boyfriend literally said, I don't know about that.
What?
And then I was like... And then my head burst into smoke. But, no, I read the email, and it was truly wonderful.
It's so kind.
It is so nice.
Kind. She says...
please tell me all the nice things.
I wanted to... Hi, Anna and Shireen. I wanted to write and say how much I love you guys. I learned more about the Middle East in a single one of your episodes than I have in years of reading and watching the news every day. I'm as white as they come. i.e. ginger in parentheses. And I never really know where to look for good information on the Middle East because I never really felt like I was getting the full story. Now I read Al Jazeera on the daily and I love their world news coverage. I've listened to all your episodes so far and I can't wait for more. I especially love when you guys talked about women's health and how it was discussed or not in your families and the episode where you explain all the countries' relationship to each other. I would love to hear more tidbits on Iranian or Syrian culture that you still participate in, and maybe an episode on Farsi or Arabic languages, because I'm still really interested in all the subtleties associated with them. And then she says, I know you guys talk a lot about horrible subjects, and it may just be your allergies, but sometimes you sound close to tears. It's usually my allergies. And I wish I could give you guys a hug and just say how much I appreciate you sharing your knowledge. Please keep podcasting. Best Audrey. She says, my phone is being stupid, not letting me write iTunes reviews, but she'll keep trying because they help. And they do help. So if you guys have a rating and reviewed us on iTunes, go do that now. But also, Audrey, you are so sweet. This really, when I read this email, it just reminded me of why Anna and I even started this podcast. And I appreciate you listening to us. And thank you.
Yeah, keep reading Al Jazeera.
Yeah. Just the fact that we're getting more whiteies to read Al Jazeera makes me have faith in the world.
It's the only site that you can get
the
truest.
Should I not call them whiteies?
I think
it's kind of cute.
Let's just call them crackers.
Okay, well. Well, that has a lot of racial undertones, though, because they're called that because they used to crack the whip on slaves. So maybe whiteies is better. I'll call them whiteies. It just sounds like a...
Let's just call them master race while we're at it.
Thank you, Master Ace.
But no, seriously, Audrey, it really means the world to me and Anna, and thank you.
Yes, thank you for listening. Thank you for enjoying when we speak.
I do also think we talk, I think that's why we like not talking with our computers recently, is because we don't have to talk about sad stuff.
Yeah,
as
I know. It's so nice to not talk about the news.
And I do have bad allergies, though.
But so. Don't think that just because we're not talking about the news, if something doesn't happen, we won't talk about it. We will.
Oh, we will, for sure. I just think
we're trying to balance it out more for personal shit.
Yeah.
Talk about cultural shit.
Yeah.
Talk about how we don't know who Josh Brolin and Daniel Day-Lewis are more.
But yeah, I think I do want to talk more about the cultures that we still participate in, whether it's your Iranian culture or my Syrian culture or the traditions that we have, because I think it's relatable to any Middle Eastern American out there or even educational for someone that isn't, like Audrey. So,
yeah. And my nose has, like, been running since, like, circa 94. I can't make my nose
Me
stop
too.
Running.
Me too.
What is it
with our person?
There hasn't been a minute where snot has not been just coming out my
there
nose.
There is a tissue attached to my hand at all
yeah.
times.
Literally.
And I'm sick right now.
I have, like, made it a point at my job to, when they ask what we need for the office, like, I'm like, you need to order, like, 40 boxes of tissues. Because my nose is, like, I have personally went and put a tissue box in every room at our office.
If I go to someone's house and they don't have a tissue box, I'm first very jealous that they don't even need tissues. And second, like...
What is a life without a tissue box? I don't even understand it.
Yeah.
What happened?
I was going to sneeze.
Oh, God.
Sorry. I was going to sneeze and then it went away as soon as you mentioned it. Oh, it's going to come back.
Look at the light.
Is that a real thing? Someone told me to say watermelon before.
I don't know. I don't know what that means.
But yeah, I don't know about where this podcast in particular is going, but I like just like talking.
This one specifically is very all over the place. Well, it's because it's the week before Christmas and I don't give a fuck.
It's also just nice to like have a conversation and see where it goes. But there are some stuff that's happening and I just want to remind everyone that it'll be okay.
And yes, Iran probably did give those missiles to the Yemi Houthi group. But yeah, who cares? Fuck Nikki Haley. That's it. That's all the news I'm giving
also,
you guys.
If Israel blocks Al Jazeera, that doesn't, like, this friend really got in my head yesterday about, why can't I even talk to someone without them getting all weird about me? I don't know.
I mean, that's just how it is. It's like when you've been raised and you've been set a certain way. Like, a lot of people struggle
He really just doesn't understand that being Jewish is different than being pro-Israel.
Forward him that Rogue Regimes article. Israel does is basically fund rogue regimes. That's wild to me.
I have to find that.
It's like, do you remember that movie Rwanda? Isn't that funny that, like, that was low-key, like, Israel?
I need to find that and forward it to him, only because, like...
Do you remember when Don Cheadle had to defend a country?
And I told him, like, you don't understand, like, my favorite people, the most intelligent people I've met are Jewish people that are against Israel. And he was like, I guess I'm not one of those people. And I'm like, that's not what I meant by that, but also, it just means that you're able to think outside of what you've been told. Like,
I produced the LA Jewish Film Festival for 4 years, and I was anti-Israel the whole fucking time. I mean, yes, I never really said anything, but there was this... Okay, well, the reason I'm not there anymore is because I was like, I don't know, Zionists
seem
shady. And then someone was like, I'm sorry, what'd you say? And then I never got invited back. But, I mean, who cares?
Wait, really?
I was,
really what happened?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of one day was like, should they be doing that? And then someone just looked at me like... Who do you know? Yeah, who cares? I was gonna.
What do you mean?
Anyway.
Who cares? Why is Zionism such a normal thing? It's the worst. Oh my god!
I mean, you can't be sitting in a Jewish journal office and speak poorly about Zionism. You just can't do it.
What are you talking about? Isn't that
not appropriate? I shouldn't have said anything. I should have just quit and gone away.
Well, sorry, we're not all chosen. God, Jesus.
Okay, now you're edging towards.
Sorry. Okay. What?
Jealousy. Oh my god, there's a hole in my pants I just discovered.
Oh cool, me too. Well, I have tights on.
What's the budget for me to get new pants?
Tell your mom you want new pants. Tell your mom that Zach wants new pants for you.
Zach wants new pants for me.
He thinks I look weird.
Well, okay. There are some things. So, men treating women a certain way. I think
that's another thing. Josh Brolin has a history of abuse, and yet he's this all-star actor. It's just interesting as all.
I don't really know anything about Josh Brolin's history.
Google him.
I don't think you and I
Google
have actually...
Josh Brolin abuse.
I have met his niece, though, and she's pretty nice. But anyways...
Is her name Abuse Brolin?
Oh, my God. Anna, you are not your father. And the apple falls down from the tree. What am I saying? What I'm saying is...
The apple falls down. that is factual.
That's how babies are born. No.
Apples do fall from trees.
Listen to me. We never actually, in any episode, talked about a lot... We never really got the down to the details or nitty-gritty of all the abuse and allegations that are coming out. And I think...
Yeah, I thought we did a Harvey Weinstein episode.
I guess we did. But I think something that bothers me a lot, and this is more about Arab culture and Middle Eastern culture that gets very stereotyped and misunderstood, is that they have this idea that men, by default, treat women poorly. And it makes me mad that...
Well, there are definitely men in Middle Eastern culture who look down on women, for sure.
But there are men in every culture that do that.
Yes. Specifically in Iran, it is just culturally women always walk behind their husbands. Women don't really interact with other men as much in that level. Like, you can, like, socially, but, like you're not supposed to, like, supposed to open a door for a woman that isn't his wife.
Well, I think...
And even then, the man tends to walk into the door first.
I think those are remnants of an extremist Islamic country. Not that it's extremist, but there are, like, Syria is a secular country, and men and women are pretty much equal there. Not like, I don't know the, as far as income or whatever, but as far as when they walk around, like, maybe there's, like, catcalling and stuff, but it feels like, there's not this, I don't know, I feel like a lot of Western media will... see a hijabi woman and be like, well, she's oppressed by her male counterpart and, like, whatever, and
right, because she's covered up.
Yeah, and I think it just makes me think, and I know they're kind of separate, but the power that a man has and the abuse that that power has, or the tendency to abuse that power, rather, it kind of falls into the same... stuff with all the allegations, though, because I mean, I think it's maybe I'm stretching a little bit, but it's interesting to me that
no, there's a definitive power power structure in place.
Yeah. And I mean, like, in Islam, it's like the men and women pray separately, or like they are when you're praying in a group, the women are behind the men. So I think it's you could see how a Westerner might see that as like women are less, but I think it's just their way of separating. And I mean, I don't want people to get the wrong idea about that religion, because I think it's a beautiful religion. I'm not a fan of religion. Okay. Full disclosure, I'm not the biggest fan of religion. I don't really believe anything anymore. But my whole family's Muslim, and I have nothing but love for that religion. But every religion has its bad seeds, whether it's the Ku Klux Klan in Christianity, or whether it's Al-Qaeda or ISIS in Islam.
Right,
or
there's extremists.
There's
everywhere.
Even bad Buddhists that are killing fucking Myanmarans or whatever, right? Like, isn't that the whole thing that's going on over there?
Yeah,
so it's like every religion, humanity is not great.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter what religion you are. So it just makes me mad that, in particular, Middle Eastern men are seen as being sexist when it's really just like men.
Right. Well, culturally, it's a sexist region in that way.
Yeah.
But it's not like women aren't being like out, like just literally oppressed on the streets. Like they're not being like yelled at and being told to like get down. Like there's no shit going on like that.
Yeah.
On a lighter note, I have a very funny story from when I was in Iran in February.
Okay.
So it's relatable to that. So my dad is a very Americanized dude at this point. He's been in America since he was 24, and he's just like, when he goes back to Iran, he's just like a doof. Like, he doesn't really realize he does certain things that are just like blatantly like American. So he like opened a door for a woman that, because he's just like, oh no, please, I insist,
right,
you go first. And my uncle the entire time is like, dude, like, you cannot be doing this shit.
What?
Like, you really, because it's like, if you open a door for a woman here, you're gonna have to marry her, so you need to chill the fuck out. And so there was like this running joke that my dad was gonna get like married off
the whole time.
And this is, we're staying with my mom's family, and we're like on, so no matter what, like, he, like, it's so stupid. So, in Iran, the thumbs up is the equivalent of the middle finger.
Huh.
And my dad, these kids, my uncle owns a private school for, like, all boys in Tehran. And we went to, like, a performance they did. And my dad is literally giving everyone thumbs up.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
They're all just, and they're like, Dad, God, Jesus Christ, dude. And my uncle's being like, stop giving everyone thumbs up.
Wait, is the okay also bad? Because in Syria, the okay thing is
I don't think okay is bad. It's just thumbs up is not okay. You're not supposed to give someone a thumbs up.
That's very funny.
And my dad's out here like, hey, good job! Good job!
You just, like, forgot that part of the Iranian culture. That's hilarious.
And he's just older, so he's just not paying attention at all. So we have to be like, stop giving everyone thumbs up. And then, this was around the same time the travel ban was happening, and my mom, being the sassy queen that she is, over the phone, my uncle's joking, like, oh, yeah, you know, your husband's out here making a future wife, like, basically getting all these ladies. And my mom's like, well, that's interesting, because they won't be able to come with him because of the travel ban.
That's hilarious.
But she's like, oh, well, you know, conveniently, they're not allowed back into this country.
Yeah.
And so you're like,
even if he does.
Yeah. Well, good luck with that.
That's
and
hilarious.
So my dad's like, I'm not, just
doesn't he have anything better to do?
Yeah, he's literally just, like, keeps being too nice to women on the streets.
Yeah.
Like, everyone has to keep being like, yo, you cannot speak this nicely to women.
Yeah.
Like, you can't let them go in doors
it
ahead of you.
It's pretty interesting, though, because even in Syria, like, men are very blunt and unfiltered when you're, like,
right,
walking down the street. Like, they will stare at you and not be ashamed of it. And,
I somehow got catcalled in Tehran, but in the weirdest way. Like, I was, like, skipping to meet up or, like, catch up with my cousin.
Right, yeah.
And this dude was literally like, hey, little lady, like, careful, you might fall and break your leg. And I was like,
thanks, man.
It's like, yeah, totally. And then he, like, proceeded to follow us all around this, like, lake that we were walking around. And I was like, sir, you're so concerned I'm gonna break my leg. You're now stalking me?
No, they are crazy over there. Like Middle Eastern catcallers are scary. They're scary. Because,
hey, little lady, don't want you to break your
leg. Because, like, not only are they very vocal, but they'll make you feel like you're being stalked.
Yeah, you're like, okay, buddy. Like,
oh, my God.
But as a woman, like, what
recalls you? And, like, me and my sisters, we definitely stand out when we walk around in Syria, just because I feel like we look Americanized and we...
Yay.
Like, we're not the only ones that... I want to say, like, most women, if not, I mean, like, maybe it's like 50-50 covered or uncovered, but like a lot of the population is Christian. So if you're uncovered, this is just assuming you're Christian or you're just like a secular Muslim or whatever.
Right.
But I think me and my sister just get a lot of stares in general. And it's really intimidating only because, I mean, like, my mom will be like, don't talk English to the cab driver or he'll make us pay more money or, like, whatever, or, like, just try not to speak with an accent or don't let anyone know that you're American. And it's just, like, it's not possible. But, I don't know. What was I saying? I'm sorry.
I'm told not to speak English, really, when I'm in Iran.
Yeah. Well, because I think my parents just don't want anyone to know that we're American.
Well, that's the thing. When I was, like, when I was in Iran in February... me and my mom's brother's family, we went on a road trip to Shomal, which is like the Caspian Sea, mm-hmm. which is like 2 hours north of Tehran. And we were at like my uncle owns like an apartment there that overlooks whatever the water and all that shit. And in like the hot tub while I was downstairs, which was during the women's hours because Iran, it's like men's hours and women's hours. This lady was like, you know, like, my son's in Cleveland. I haven't seen him and all this stuff. And then she was like, you're American? And then was straight up proceeding to be like, what do you do? Like, what's up? Like, you trying to get married? Like, I was like, no!
Yeah!
Stop her! Like, I'm not going to marry your weird 18-year-old son in Cleveland. Like, I'm old. Bye!
But that's what they think. They're way out.
Yeah. They're like, oh, thank God. He really needs that green card. And they're like, excuse you, we're in a hot tub and I don't know you. And then I, like, literally got up and was like, bye! And, like, went into the, like, pool.
I have to say that I'm very, I feel like I've told you this before, but I'm very envious that you're still able to go to Iran, because I miss Syria a lot.
And
I haven't been back there in, like, 7 years.
But that's good.
8 years. But
you don't need to go back for now.
It's just interesting because, like, a lot of my friends don't realize, especially here, they don't realize, like, how much I definitely grew up more here than I did over there, but for whatever reason,
still nice to go back.
But I never felt at home here. I never felt at home. I mean, I was just like this transient, floating thing. And when I was over there, I was the American. When I was over here, I'm the weird Syrian girl. But like, I don't know. Over there, there's just like
how you're still weird in every place.
Well, yeah, because I'm just a weirdo. But but over there, there was like a feeling of this like home that I couldn't describe. And like you were wanted, or I mean, it was different because most of my family was over there, and they would always welcome us and whatever. But it was different than that. Even just like the place, it had this like rooted, ancient feeling. And Damascus is the oldest city in the world, and I feel like you could feel that when you're walking around there. And just the country in general is just so beautiful, and it just really breaks my heart that like the majority of what I remember isn't there anymore, and no one will ever know what I remember, and no one will ever know how beautiful it was. And it's technically always been a third world country, but when you think of a third world country, you think of like camels and like villages or whatever. But there was so much more to it than that. And the town where my mom grew up is this like country town, a couple hours out of Damascus. It's called Hama, and it's more conservative than Damascus, but there are these like giant Roman water wheels, and it was there when the Romans were in that region. But there are like these giant wheels that like for the aqueduct. It was like when they first discovered how to like move
water and drop it in,
and they make this like beautiful creaking noise. Like it's the same wood that they used back then, and the wood when it creaks, it makes this like groaning noise, and I can't like I could be there forever and just like watch that water wheel go over and over. And like, you would see like these kids like jump off from the top and like be crazy. And like, I don't know, there's like a lot of, there's like a feeling I get when I was there, and
the water wheel feeling.
Yeah. I don't know. It's,
I'm sorry. Kids were jumping off the tops of it.
Well, yeah. It's like being kids. I mean, like, I don't know. There's always like some rowdy kids that were just like trying to get girls' attention and like jump off of something or whatever. But side story from that, when we would get in trouble and my uncle would do this thing where he would bite our wrists and the bite marks would be, he would call it a water wheel in Arabic.
Like, why would he bite your wrist?
Now that I think about it I don't know.
Okay.
It's like, it's called Nauda. I don't know what. Well,
should revisit that in therapy.
okay, but you know, it just I like, the same friend that I got mad at with the whole Israel thing.
Name names.
I don't want to say his name, but he was like, I was talking
is it
about
John
how,
Voight by any chance? He's very pro-Israel.
I was talking about how, like, when I grew up here, like, I felt like Woody Allen and the Beatles were, like, a white thing. And he was like, what are you talking about? The Beatles are, like, everyone loves the Beatles, even in India. And I was
highly
like,
overrated.
And I was like, I 100%, I'm telling you, no one in Syria gives a shit about the Beatles.
What? Like, nobody gives a shit.
No one. And he was like, well, the Indians, like, people in India love the Beatles. And I'm like, they were occupied by Britain, you dumb shit. Like, come on. And, like, for him, oh, and I was fuck. Just, it just, like, makes me, and he was like, you didn't even grow up there. What are you talking about? And I'm like, it
Who
felt like I did. It felt like an
aggravating friend of yours.
He's just very white and thinks he's right all the time. And
he's a classic white male.
He's very classic white male. And it
makes like,
me
Shireen,
sad.
The thing you need to understand is,
that's
everybody loves the Beatles.
You sound just like him. I'm not,
yeah, because
I'm
that's
not
like
lying.
Every annoying white ass male.
But it just makes me annoyed
I have to justify
how Arab I am sometimes, or I have to justify me missing something that isn't even mine. And, like, I feel a lot of guilt even missing a place that wasn't, like, I can't even imagine how my family feels. The ones that moved here and they miss their home, or the ones that are still over there and their home is in disarray. And it's like, where do I fit into that? Like, I don't know, man. But the point was, you should cherish the time you have when you go there, because I didn't know that was the last time.
I think you fit into a history, a memory of someone who's, you know, like your family, yeah. You fit into that. Like, they have memories of you going there and seeing them there. So you're, like, still a part of
but
that.
But is it mine to miss, you know?
Yes, like, it is yours to miss. That's where your family lived. That's where you went to go visit. That's where you saw your close, like, blood relatives.
It just makes me sad that my mom, like, can't go back to where she grew up, and my dad never got to see his mom
to one
when she died.
Person.
And
it belongs to everyone who's ever experienced it.
Yeah.
Wow, that was deep.
That was really deep. And also just makes me sad
someone,
that Aleppo
someone make
gone.
Me an Instagram graphic with that
Aleppo,
so I can post it.
Aleppo really breaks my heart because it was beautiful, and now it's just rubble. And I don't think people understand how much was lost when what happened in Syria happened, but a lot of history and culture and lives were lost. And I get that I'm like, people think I'm like, I don't know, like sad all the time, but like, I think I'm just like become very sad all the time because the things I care about aren't being talked about. And that's the part of the reason why we started this, because I was mad that Syria wasn't being talked about a lot.
Yeah.
You know, so.
And Iran was being talked about too much. So I was like, I'm going to get a podcast. Not even going to mention Iran.
Yeah. So if Anna and I do talk about the news a lot, know that it's because we feel like no one else is talking about it. And if we start doing stuff like this where we're just rambling, know that we have to decompress.
Sorry, I just stretched.
That was a really, like, starfish stretch.
A starfish?
Starfish. I mumbled again. Starfish.
Starfish?
You were like a starfish. You were like stretching out like a big starfish. I just made it up. I thought it was cute.
I was aggressively kind of like,
you called me a what?
You know who killed my family, right?
A big starfish. Patrick. SpongeBob.
That's why I was watching SpongeBob last night.
Oh,
before
what?
I put on the Heartbreak Kid.
Are you? Why would you ever watch? I don't even know you.
SpongeBob? I don't know. It was just on. I don't know. It was literally on the TV when I walked
cable?
Into the room.
I don't
know. Oh, that is an incredibly personal question, Shireen. Why don't you ask what my bank account number is? Jesus.
I've never had cable, so I don't really have like TV.
I know. You just got a TV. We get it. Have you heard of ABC? It's a network.
No, I'm talking about even, I have a TV now, but it's like for Netflix and PlayStation and whatever. So it's like, even if I had a TV, I don't have cable. I don't have, like, TV just, like, running in the background.
I have
it
Apple
is fun,
TV.
Though. It is fun, though, when we go back to my... When I go back to my parents' house in San Diego, my mom likes Judge Judy a lot for good... She's amazing. But we just, like, sit around and watch old Judge Judy episodes, and they're intense.
Gludge Gluty. Yeah, I'm going home on Saturday.
I don't know. I feel like I should go home then, too.
What?
I don't have a date when I'm going home, but I should probably go home then. Because we have a meeting on Friday. Well, this is personal now.
Okay.
Well.
Yeah. I'm going home on Saturday.
How long are you gonna? What are you gonna do when you're up there? What do you guys do?
Gonna see my parents.
What's like a thing that you always do with your parents? Is there a thing?
We sit around.
Yeah. Do you guys play cards?
No. We literally like sit on the couch and like stare off.
My parents and I play
cards.
Not
even joking. That's literally all we do. And then my mom will put on Golden Girls.
Golden Girls?
That's all they watch is Golden Girls and Family Feud. That's all they
watch. Are they stuck like 30 years ago? Like what's...
Yes. They're old Persian people. What do you mean?
Golden Girls.
That's yes. They like old sassy white women. What do you want me to explain here, okay? They like them. Wait, they like there... Steve Harvey making weird faces at the camera when someone gives a sassy answer.
Oh, I forgot that it was Steve Harvey. Do you guys have a game in Iran that's like... it's in Arabic, it's called Barjis, but it's like trouble, but it's with these like shells and you...
game we play is backgammon and then my dad just cheats the whole fucking time. And then he's like, I am the champion. And we're like, we can see you hiding pieces.
Do you know how to play that game?
Unfortunately.
I always see old Middle Eastern men playing that game and I have no idea how to play it. How do you play that fucking game?
It's just a lot of like bullshit. A lot of dice.
But you guys really don't play cards? Cards is a huge thing in my family.
No, we don't play cards.
There's just like one card game we always play together.
My dad bullies me into playing backgammon with him.
Oh my God.
Then wins by cheating the whole time. I get frustrated and consider flipping the board. And then I don't because if I lost any piece, he would kill me.
Right, of course.
And every single board is like literally like custom made from Iran, you know? It's like hand carved backgammon. Yeah. You're like, who gives a shit? Then one of his best friends come over and then they play for hours.
But in general, card games aren't a big thing in Iran.
I'm sure they are, but my family doesn't play cards. We play chess sometimes. My mom's really good at chess.
My dad loves chess. He taught me how to play chess. I was in chess club in fourth grade.
Fourth grade, huh?
Yeah, I was a nerd. Chess club. The word for chess in Arabic is badass. It's shatranj. Mm. You have to roll your R. It sounds really cool.
Shatranj.
Yeah. Mm. But, my dad loves chess, and he taught us how to play chess. We play cards all the time.
My mom taught me how to play chess. Play it with her. She's really good, though. Yeah. I don't care for it.
Do your parents ever play against each other?
My parents? No. I don't think they have the patience to interact with each other for that long.
Huh.
A lot of their interactions are watching Golden Girls together, and then my mom will just at one point get up and get away from my dad.
Right.
Like, go into her
room. My parents watch a lot of TV together, too, though.
My parents are very interesting people. Like,
they sound very fascinating. I want to
My dad refuses to sleep in beds now.
What?
He, like, slipped a disc a while back, and now he literally can only sleep on the floor.
Okay.
So you'll just find him, like, anywhere in the house just to sleep on the floor, and you'll be like, yo, like, get up. You're in the way. And he's like, oh, it is okay. It's comfortable. And you're like, that's tile.
Oh, my God.
So he's literally just asleep on the floor everywhere, so that's how he sleeps. He doesn't sleep in the bed anymore.
Interesting.
It's gone to a point where, like, if I see my dad laying on the bed, I'm like, are you sick? Why aren't you on the floor? Like, he's always on the floor.
Oh, God.
The man lives. He's just always laying. I can't stress enough to you how much I've just walked into a room and be like, you need to get off the floor.
Yeah.
Like, you can't just be laying on the floor in the middle of the hallway.
It's good for your back, though.
He says it's the only place he's comfortable is on the floor.
Yeah.
So he hasn't slept in a bed in years. He bought the firmest mattress he could. And then so my mom's literally like, this fucking asshole bought a firm-ass mattress that now I have to sleep on. And he's just laying on the floor.
Oh,
it's wild.
That's funny.
My dad is always laying on the floor. He'll, like, come into my room to talk to me
and
just
lay
on the floor.
Aren't you afraid you're ever going to, like, trip over him?
I have actively, on purpose, just kicked him by just be like, get on the fucking floor! Because he'll be like, hey, let's talk. And then he'll come into my room and just lay down on the ground. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm standing. So, you need that. This is absurd.
That's funny.
And then I'm, like, frustrated because I'm like, oh, okay, well, then, all right, I guess I'll get on the floor as well. So then I'm, like, sitting next to him on the ground. My dad is a very weird dude.
Your dad is a character.
Yeah. It's just like, and that's why I love the Goofy movie.
And that's why I love the Goofy movie. We're bringing it back. We're bringing it back. Good callback.
Because my dad is Goofy Goof.
Goofy Carter. Goof. And I'm Max Goof.
Yeah.
Dude, that movie is great, though. I have to rewatch that.
It is really
that Eye to Eye song in the end is fucking catchy.
Yeah, I should. I wonder if it's on any streaming.
Yeah, we should look that up.
Huh. I'm going to rent it on Amazon tonight for too much money.
Let's see. What else should we babble about on this weird episode 23?
Well, what are you going to do for New Year's?
You know, I might go to Mexico. I've never been there, but I'm thinking about it. It's like a very loose plan. Otherwise, I don't know.
What part of Mexico? Sorry.
Oh, I have no idea.
I got very tired when you said Mexico. Just imagine bribing police officers and just got very exhausted.
Oh, have you been there?
I can't say.
Okay. Well, I've only ever been to Tijuana, and I went to Tijuana when I was in high school and I took some photos there.
Did you buy some prescription pills?
No, I wasn't cool. I wasn't cool back then.
Okay, I don't know why you would go to Tijuana.
It was for a photo project in high school.
Okay.
But I don't know what I'm doing. I'm not a very good planner.
Right. Yeah, I have no plans. But I just always remember growing up, we'd go to my dad's best friend's house, and they'd throw like a poppin' New Year's party every
year.
Then, like, one year I just kind of, like, wasn't invited anymore.
What?
Yeah.
Like, you or just the family?
Just me.
What the fuck?
They just assumed I had my own plans.
Oh, because you were like, oh, she's cool now. But you were like, oh,
I was
kind of
at the same time like, well, that's weird.
Yeah. I remember my...
I still think it's weird.
There's, like, this New Year's party that gets thrown in San Diego, like, at a hotel, like, with a bunch of my parents, like, Arab friends and stuff. And I went a couple times with my parents, and it's really fun going with them. And my parents aren't the type that, like, stay out past midnight very much, but on New Year's, like, they have to kind of thing.
They're legally obligated.
Yeah, exactly. But it's, like, it's a good memory of mine just to think about, like, us dancing together on New Year's and just being happy. And, like, my dad wearing those New Year's hat and, like, glasses and, I think seeing your parents in a different light like that is really helpful sometimes when you're a kid, when you're an adult or even just a kid, like, that thinks you're an adult. You know what I mean? Because, like, you forget that your parents are also people.
Well, my dad, like, parties hard. Like, he likes to dance, and he's his social life is wild.
Yeah, I want my dad to be more social. I think my mom is more social than my dad.
Yeah.
And I think when they're out together sometimes, she wants him to be more social, and he's someone that's more like, I want to go back home. And I think she, like, struggles with that sometimes. I just want her to... It really breaks my heart to think, like, if she's lonely or something, especially because all her kids are gone.
Yeah. But, dude, my dad is... Literally, when I go home, I'll, like, scroll through his, like, iPhone, like, photo album, and I'm like, the fuck? When were you in Palm Springs? When were you in Vegas?
Your dad and my dad are completely...
You were in Yosemite? When did this happen?
What?
You're in Big Sur? Yo, you went to Hearst Castle? Like, literally, like, I have gone through and been like, what the fuck is all this?
Your dad is a legend.
Yeah, he's literally everywhere, and he's like, oh, yeah, you know.
That's so cool, though.
And I'm like, literally, you'd never call and invite me anywhere.
Yeah, my dad is definitely a homebody.
I saw, like, he was like, him and his, like, buddies went to Yosemite, and he's, like, trolling his friends.
What?
They're, like, off in the distance, like, peeing in the woods and stuff, and he's, like, taking photos of them and being like, yes, to blackmail them. Like,
oh, literally, my,
like,
God.
Trolling them in the funniest. That's just, like, old Persian men. You're like, yeah, you're going to blackmail these guys. He's just like, see, look, they're destroying nature by peeing on it. And you're like,
that's hilarious.
You know you're insane, right? Like, he's just, like, literally, like, blurry photos of his friends, like, peeing in, like, the woods, and you're just like, okay, Dad. It's like literally like old Persian man jokes. He thinks he's so funny. He's so fucking funny.
I think that's cool though that your dad gets out there. I want my dad to go on like a hike with me sometimes.
Stressful though. He's a little too social for mine.
And I feel like my dad will listen to this. So hi, Baba.
My mom doesn't go outside. My mom has her like Quran study every Friday,
mm-hmm.
and then on the weekend she does Quran study on Google Hangout.
Oh my God.
Or like Skype with her ladies.
Yeah.
And the rest of the week, she's watching Golden Girls after work.
Oh, my God. Isn't Golden Girl, like, just episodes that she's watched before?
They just watch, like, those channels that just, like, rerun, like,
right.
old shows.
Hmm.
So they watch, they either are watching MSNBC.
Right.
Or they start watching Golden Girls.
Hmm.
Or Family Feud.
Interesting.
Or, like, Rachel Maddow. But I think she's been bugging my dad a little much because she's obsessed with the tax, Trump's tax
right.
thingies.
Still?
She won't let go.
She's not gonna let those go.
Maddow's like has truly lost her grip.
Yeah.
She's crazy now. Yeah.
But no, I think New Year's is an interesting time. It's like what my mom was saying last episode, how like it's just like Christmas for them is like an excuse just to celebrate the season and like the family's together because everyone else is off and it's just like it's more celebrating New Year's than it is Christmas.
Are your parents on Instagram?
They are, but
they don't post, right?
No,
they're just like creep.
Yeah, they're just
okay.
There.
I just had like the funniest image of like, yeah, my mom's always on Instagram. Then I just like imagined her scrolling through Instagram, then it's like, whoa, she's so like us. She's just scrolling through Instagram because she likes my stuff and she like watches my stories.
Really? My mom doesn't. Yeah. I don't think my parents know the story.
I just like imagining my mom on Instagram is like surreal. Like I just like lost my mind for a second. Like, whoa, she looks.
I don't think my parents go on Instagram. I think they only follow me and my sisters.
But they like stuff, wrong. Right?
Yeah, like only me and my sisters though.
Yeah. See, like my dad has become sentient in the sense that he knows how to comment now.
Oh yeah.
He's a little out of control with the commenting.
Do they love emojis? My parents love
emojis. No, they don't.
Emojis.
They haven't figured out emojis.
My
yet.
Parents. Love emojis.
My mom can text a paragraph, but God forbid she uses an emoji.
The kissy face emoji is a big
My mom
hit.
Isn't like, you know, my mom's not like colorful in that sense. Like she ain't trying to send you an emoji, you know? Like she's just trying to get straight to the point.
Yeah.
You know, like, what else does he want? Not for you.
Yeah.
You're like, okay, comma.
Yeah.
2 cents? That's a run on, mom. Master's degree, my ass.
What does your dad text?
My dad texts like an illiterate person. Like, it's all, like, misspelled and, like, all over the place.
My dad
like, what are you talking about?
My dad does this cute thing where he'll text in Arabic, but it's English words. Like, he'll text Arabic letters that say, love you, but in Arabic, since it's like you're texting, it'll say, loof you. But, like, he'll do it to be funny, or, like, he'll say, yay, but, like, in Arabic letters. Oh. So it's, like, it just says, looks like, yay.
My mom always writes, inshallah, and always capitalizes Allah. She'll literally be writing and be like, inshallah, you have a safe drive home. And you're like, what? Just, you don't have, okay, this is not.
Yeah.
So this is the most recent text from my dad. I sent my dad a picture of my cat in a Christmas sweater.
Okay.
Don't put cloth to trim, trims my cat.
Uh-huh.
He will get hot. His body has a lot of hair. Also, weather hot. So that's, and the subject was trim, as if like, yeah, I wouldn't understand that. That's like how my father texts.
Me and my family have a group chat, me and my 2 sisters and my parents. And it's just funny to go scrolling through that and see like the pictures we send each other. It's mostly my little sister sending pictures of food. And then my mom sending pictures of the family cat and my dad together. That's basically what it is.
Here's another one from my mom. Hi, how are you doing? Inshallah, I will mail you this weekend.
Oh, cool.
So many inshallahs. Yes, in God willing, you will send me mail this weekend.
Do your parents text in Farsi?
I mean, no. I think, you mean, they'll text in, like, character Farsi, but they won't text. They won't, like, write in, like, Finglish or anything like that.
No, my parents, like, write in, like, in Arabic, like, a different keyboard sometimes.
Oh, yeah. They use that's what I mean. Like, they'll use the characters in a different keyboard.
Yeah.
But they rarely do that with me because my Farsi isn't, like, reading isn't as good anymore because I don't, like, I haven't really, like, read Farsi in a very long time. I mean, I took classes when I was younger, but don't even get me started.
It's cool. It's, like, it's good for me to practice, so I like when they text it like that. Sometimes I cheat and use Google Translate, though, when it's, like, really long and I'm like, I don't got the time for this.
Yeah, I don't even try anymore.
But they always say like Habibti and I love you so much and miss you so much today, and mostly my mom with her. My mom loves the heart and the heart and the eyes emoji, the heart kissy face emoji, just emojis. My parents love emojis, and I'm not an emoji person, so it's like I use emojis now ironically. Like I use like the hang loose emoji. Is that what you call this, Anna? The hang loose. I use that all the time now.
Yes, that's the hang loose.
Because I think it's really funny. So I think my emoji use is ironic, and that's about it. But, yeah. I use that one, and sometimes I use, like, a rocket ship. Be like, I'm out of here! Are you texting right now?
Yeah, don't worry about it. I was texting my dad back. I literally just noticed he had texted me, like, 3 hours ago. Asking when I was coming home.
Matt texted me yesterday night, and I realized this afternoon that I had to text him back, and I was like, hey, sorry, Matt is our engineer who's sitting outside.
That's not his name. His name is Clarice. sorry, that text to my dad really threw me off.
I'm just very bad at texting.
The fuck? Sorry, a weird photo of me was up for some reason. Okay. I don't know how I clicked on that.
Do you use emojis?
Oh, right. That's what I was going to say. My emojis are, pray hands, praise hands.
It's not praise hands. It's high five. Remember when that
like I said,
happened?
You were stuck in the system. Okay. 100.
Oh, right.
Always gotta send the 100.
That's a big one for a lot of people.
The hands up, like, praise
Allah.
And then pray, like, thank you for you being you.
Right. So is prayer or is a high five? Just how you look at it.
I mean, technically it's a high five, but fuck the system.
It looks like a prayer.
Hands. Yeah, it's praying hands.
Yeah.
Be like, I appreciate you.
I appreciate you.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate you.
No, so honestly, highest honor of compliment I could ever send you is prayer hands, 100, praise hands.
You've never sent those to me.
Well, I mean.
Well, like, we got a lot of work on, I guess. But
I ain't here to comment on that.
Yeah, emojis, man.
The greatest honor. That's better than me saying that I have the most utmost respect to you, for you. That's basically the same concept. Like, I respect you more than most is basically what I'm saying when I send you that.
An emoji. Should we... This episode was about nothing. What should we even title this episode? We have to come up with a title.
Oh, Jesus.
What?
My emoji game is weird. I mostly use that vomit one.
Ew, there's a vomit one?
You haven't upgraded?
I don't know what you're talking about.
All right, like I said, you're stuck in the system. But we should call this We Are Women.
We Are Women?
Wow. Your tone makes it sound like you are not proud to be a woman.
No, I just don't know. Is that what we really talked about for most of the episode?
I honestly can't remember any of this episode.
I'm like
trying to remember like within seconds of what just happened. Like, who are we?
Where do we come from?
Where are my pants?
We are women. That just sounds like a...
We are stuck in the system, man.
We are stuck in the system.
No, I won't call it that. All right, let's end this. We can talk about this off air.
No, just think of it now. They'll hear it here first. We are...
Covered in cat hair, because that's what I am right now.
Okay, I like all those titles, though, but you're saying sarcastically.
Jesus Christ, did I literally lay on a cat? What is going on?
Your cat is very furry and has very long hair.
Holy shit, I'm literally covered all over.
We are...
I could kill a person allergic to cats.
We are congested.
We are runny nosed.
We are...
A runny nose.
We are a runny nose. I don't know if people will get that.
I need a lint remover.
You should just travel with one.
Should I just burn this?
No!
I feel like I need to burn this. It is covered in... It's literally every inch of it is covered in cat hair.
We are congested. That's my front runner so far, unless you have a better suggestion.
I'm not congested.
I'm very congested.
Everything's about you.
Oh my god. We are...
Covered in cat hair!
Okay.
Are you allergic to cats? No, you're not.
No, Abby is, though.
Oh, God. Abby, I'm so sorry. She'd sit next to me for, like, a tight second.
Oh, my God. Killing her.
Oh, no. What have I done?
Okay. We are covered in cat hair. Bye!
We'll change the name.
What?
You gonna bite that ass?
I bite that ass. Meow.